This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When I introduced the book of Job a week ago, I mentioned a number of tests Job encountered. Enduring these tests by faith was what enabled him to break through to a more intimate and dynamic relationship with God. The first of these was a material test. Satan, in rapid succession, stripped Job of all his material possessions, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, along with a large number of servants. Job was wealthy, but in one night he was wiped out. How would you respond if all the material things you owned were suddenly stolen by thieves, employees and servants killed by murderers, and the rest destroyed by a freak phenomenon of nature? This is how Job responded when he got word of his sudden loss. Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Job 1:20-21. Emotionally distraught, he fell to the ground and worshiped. He didn't blame God. He accepted what God allowed by faith, accepting it as God's will. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Facing such loss, we might think it's okay to get frustrated, mad, or distraught. But there's no biblical basis, however, for such thinking. Faith accepts from the hand of God whatever happens and gives God thanks, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. May each of us learn this from the example of Job.